time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Patrick Queen met with the media following the Ravens' win over Houston on Sunday afternoon.
Patrick, a couple good plays for you today. We hear a lot about the pass rush. Do you take any type of, how do you feel when you hear people questioning the pass rush? Do you see yourself as kind of a big focal point in the department?
Yeah, the four guys that we got up front, when we rotate them in, each guy get the job done. And whenever they call my number, I'm just another piece of that four-man rush. So anytime they call my number, I'm just happy to go in there, help my team out.
Do you feel like any plan going into this game was anyway different just because it was an inexperienced quarterback that you were facing?
Our game plan is mostly, the same every week. We got so much different stuff that we run. It's just whatever we're feeling comfortable with at the time. And that guy, he's going to be a great quarterback coming up. It's just, it's tough coming in here week one against us as a rookie. So that's what we do.
Patrick, you had talked about this offseason, about your situation compared to JK's. How difficult is it to see a teammate like that go down?
Yeah, obviously, the news came out about him, and I texted him. That guy, a good brother of mine, it hurts to see that type of stuff happen to somebody so good. So just a good person, good athlete. Obviously, he got other stuff going on, and it's just tough. I just ask everybody just pray for him, pray for his mental, pray for Marcus's mental, pray for those guys. Just stuff like that, that's why he went in the situation that he went in, It's just tough. It hurts, honestly. It hurts a lot.
Patrick, especially with the way the first half ended, with you guys giving up the field goals in the last two drives, how pleased were you with the way the defense came out in the second half? I mean, gave up 3 points. It was only a sudden change situation.
We're not pleased. A lot of the stuff they got, we gave up. We wasn't communicating how we needed to be. We're in the spots we weren't lined up fast enough. We weren't in our spots. Honestly, we should have dominated them. Even more than what we did, and that just starts at practice. We just got to get better. We just got to communicate better, line up faster, communicate better. Everybody got to get on the same page. So whatever we got to do to make that happen, that's what we're going to do.
Patrick, John came out specifically citing David's performance today, and obviously, you and Roquan in the middle, people seem to know what that is, but the guys on the edge, and how do you think they responded to a lot of the questions about how they will come out this season?
You guys know what they could do. We know what they could do. They know what we could do, and that's all that matter. We're confident with the people that we got. That's why we just let them go. Let them pass rush, four-man rush, and go get out the quarterback. We know what those guys could do. They know what they could do, and that's all that matters.
Patrick, sometimes people talk about inside linebacker like it's not one of the most important positions in the game anymore, but you and Roquan clearly sort of set a tone for the defense right away. I mean, is that something that you take pride in that means something to you?
Definitely. I think when you look big picture, the organization, who was here, what they did, and the standard that they set, and then you got to look at how do you want to be as an individual. Do you want to be great, or do you just want to be average? And I know Ro want to be great, and he's already headed there, and I know I want to be great, and I'm already headed there. So at the end of the day, when we come in, we step foot in the facility or on this field, it's all focused on getting better and trying to be great.
Patrick,